Your listening where I first met you. You're 16. My little... Oh, hello, Fresh, this way.
Well, I went to you and Mr. Peters feel quite jubilant this morning.
Well, Ab does. You always see that way in the morning, but he'll feel better at noon.
No, I mean, you're related.
No, we ain't related, Professor. We're just partners.
Sure, I'm afraid you don't quite understand yet, Mr. Winterbottom. Perhaps I'm a bit ambiguous.
Oh, yes. Well, just drop into Parkins' drugstore and get yourself some calomel. That'll fix you up if you're not bilious.
Oh, no, but I'm not bilious.
You just said you were.
No, I said ambiguous. That is, I didn't make myself clear. Now, what I meant to convey was that this morning you're bright and cheery, while this time yesterday found you in the slough of despond. I presume you're familiar with the quotation from Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress.
Pilgrim's Hooses?
No, not Pilgrim. Pill.
Oh, yes. I know what you mean now.
Yes, of course you do. Yes. You know, Bunyan.
Well, I think you're just a little bit mistaken there, Professor.
Hmm? Mistaken? Yes. I don't understand. Mistaken about what?
Pills for bunions. You don't take pills for bunions. You rub something on.
No.
We've got some corn shav here. It's just the thing. I'll get you a box and you try it.
No, but I haven't bunions.
Then what will you...
No, I'm referring to John. John...
Well, it'll cure his bunions same as anybody else. You just tell him to come in and I'll...
He can't come in. What? Don't you realize he was born in 1628. More than 300 years ago.
300 years ago?
Yes, he...
And you mean to say he's been suffering with bunions all this time?
Oh, no, of course not. He's dead. He's dead.
He is?
Yes, he died in 1688.
16 what, special?
88.
Yes, but I'm asking what he ate. 16 what?
No. He didn't eat anything.
He didn't eat anything?
No, he...
Oh, he starved to death.
Yes, he starved. No, he didn't starve to
death. Say, wait a second, Professor. What in perdition are you talking about, anyhow?
I don't know.
I thought so.
What? Let it pass. Let it pass.
Well, I will this time, but don't let it happen again. Now, if there's something you want, why, speak up.
Yes, I want to see Mr. Peters.
Well, why didn't you say so? Being here right now, is there something I can do for you?
Yes. You can give this letter to Mr. Peters. I was in the post office getting my own mail, and the postmaster asked me if I would stop in and deliver this letter. You see, it's marked important.
Yes, it is, ain't it? I wonder who... Well, I'll be dad doomed. Why, dang him, dang his ornery high, why...
Oh, good heavens, what's the matter, Mr. Winterbottom?
Matter enough. You know what that dad-ding partner of mine's done? You know what he's done? He skinned off on a fishing trip or something and left me here to mind the store. We'll just wait till he gets back.
But, Mr. Winterbottom, what makes you think he's gone on the trip?
Why, this letter says so. It says
no,
so.
No, but I don't understand. How can you tell what the letter says? You haven't opened it.
I don't have to open it. Says right here on the envelope. Darn him, just wait.
It says what on the envelope?
Says return in 5 days, Mr. Ed Peters, Corn Center.
Oh, but it says nothing of the sort.
Well, it just does. Look at it, right here, return in 5 days. He was scared to tell me to my face. Had to sneak out and then write a letter.
Mr. Peters didn't write that letter.
Then who did?
I don't know. But the letter is for Mr. Peters. It's addressed to him, not to you.
Well, who put on that return in 5 days, then?
Why, the person who wrote the letter.
How does he know Eb's going to return in 5 days?
It doesn't mean Mr. Peters is going to return in 5 days. That refers to the writer.
Oh, it means he's going to return in 5 days.
No, he...
I didn't know he'd been away.
But he hasn't been away. It simply means
but
that...
But your life, especially, he'd have to be away if he's going to return.
But he isn't going to return. It isn't...
Well, then, consign it. Who is going to return? Six life, come to the point.
It means the letter. The letter.
But the letter can't return. It's already here.
Oh, you don't get it at all. Now, the letter, that is the writer.
Now, wait a minute, Professor, just a minute. You might as well fess up and admit you don't know. No use bluffing along when you ain't got the facts.
But it simply means
yes,
that...
Yes, I know. Just never mind it. Who said if a fellow don't know what he's talking about, you ought to keep still. The more you talk, the worst you put your foot in it.
Good morning. Good morning. I must be going.
Yes. So long, Professor. I wonder what that letter's about, anyhow. Well, as long as it's looked there, I suppose I'd better not open it. I'll put it in the cash register. And by the old Well, but John Brown. Fellow must be crazy with the heat. round the mulberry bush. You'll never hear of such a thing. Say, now, wait a minute, young fella.
Forest?
What? I don't see no forest.
Because all the trees are leafing.
Say now, that thing is what you want. I got no time to...
I want to get out.
Well, just step through that door there and you'll be out.
No, that will never do. That will never do. If I step through the door, I will be on the outside. And to get out, I must be on the inside.
Yes, but...
One can only get in from the outside. To get out, one must be on the inside. Hence, when I step from the inside to the outside, I will not be trying to get out, but trying to get in. And I do not want to get in. I must get out. It's an intricate problem.
Yes, well, let's see, you know. If you're on the outside, I mean the inside, trying to be on the out, there ain't no sense to it.
Yes, that's true. Shh, but keep my secret.
Keep what secret?
About the rope. I have discovered that a rope, to be of any practical use, must be longer than it is wide.
Say now.
And remember, no matter how deep beneath the ocean you go, the water is always wet.
Hey, now you get out of here, young fella. I know who you are.
A moment. Would you like a radio set?
No, I don't want no radio set. We got a shed over there now, and it don't work.
But this one will work.
Just the same, I ain't interested. I don't want to buy no radio. Now you go on and get
it. Buy it. Yes. I have not asked you to buy it. It is a gift.
A gift?
Yes, to show my appreciation for what you have done for me. I am giving it to you.
Well, now, just a second here. You mean it ain't going to cost us nothing?
Not a sou.
Where is this radio?
I have it hidden, but I will bring it here tomorrow.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, why, fetch it in. We'll take it as long as it don't cost nothing.
Good. I shall deliver it tomorrow at high noon, and the higher, the nooner.
Yes, well, all right. You fetch it in, and when you get it here, I'll figure you know what you're talking about.
And now, one thing more. Could you let me have a dime?
I thought there was a catch to it. Say, what you want a dime for?
Shh. I have discovered a new way to make cigar lighters. To make cigar lighters out of boxes.
To make cigar lighters out of boxes?
Yes.
Well, where's the dime come in? What's that for?
Capital. I must have capital before I can start manufacturing cigar lighters.
Yes, but sakes, you couldn't get anywhere in a dime.
Hey, but I can. Is all I need to make a box into a cigar lighter.
Well, how can you do it on a dime?
Shh, listen, I shall step up to a cigar counter and buy a cigar. And that will make the box a cigar lighter.
Well, it sounds like a dead being fake to me, but I'll give you the dime just to show you my heart's in the right place.
That's
Yeah. Here now, go on, get out of here.
Thank you a million times, and you shall be rewarded. Never fear, you shall be rewarded.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, it's crazy when it's... I'll be dead doing. Why, he must have took that letter. Hey, come back here.
Hey, come back here, you sunshine. Why are you back? Hey, where are you?